content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Kiplinger Personal Finance. Our first article is titled, Cut Your Bills for Auto and Home Insurance. Protecting your car and home is getting a lot more costly. Use these tips to minimize the pain of rising premiums. Consumers have been battling higher prices everywhere, but rate hikes for automobile and homeowners insurance have been especially nasty. Premiums in both markets skyrocketed over the past couple of years. It has been a historic period of increases, says Stephen Crudson, Senior Director of Insurance Intelligence at data analytics company J.D. Power. Our data goes back 30 years, and I've never seen something like this before. The average price of car insurance spiked more than 20% over the 12 months ending in February of 2024, and more than 38% since 2020, according to the Consumer Price Index. Insurers requested an average premium rate increase of 11.3% for homeowners insurance in 2023, but that impact is not spread evenly nationwide. Some states, including New Jersey, Utah, and Vermont, still have relatively affordable homeowners insurance markets, but others, such as Colorado, New Mexico, and Texas, are dealing with much more expensive premiums. In California and Florida, homeowners are struggling just to find coverage. Given that auto and home insurance are essentially mandatory, these premium increases may feel particularly painful. Nearly every state requires drivers to have at least basic liability auto insurance coverage to pay for damage they cause to others in accidents. Lenders typically require homeowners with a mortgage to buy insurance as well. And even if you own your own home outright, it's not wise to leave your property unprotected. Although the hikes might seem like a money grab, insurers are also getting hammered. The U.S. property insurance industry lost $38 billion in 2023, the largest underwriting loss in a decade, according to AM Best, a credit rating agency that specializes in the insurance industry. What's causing all this havoc in the insurance markets? Is there any relief in sight? And what can you do to trim your cost? Let's start with why auto insurance premiums are rising. More crashes. To understand the auto insurance market, you need to go back to 2019, says Crudson. That was the last relatively normal year for auto insurance. In 2020, the pandemic hit. Suddenly, people started driving much less as they stopped commuting, going on vacation, and seeing friends and family. Miles driven were down, so claims went down. Because insurers collected more than they paid in claims, they returned that money to consumers through refund checks and reduced premiums. But in 2021, drivers returned to the road, and so did car accidents. Dangerous driving has increased post-pandemic, with more people speeding, driving recklessly, and becoming distracted with mobile devices and in-vehicle screens. People are looking down when they drive now, says Jeff Slitz, owner of Slitz Services, an independent insurance agency in Vero Beach, Florida. The result has been more crashes and claims. Car crash fatalities were up more than 10% in 2022 compared with 2020, according to the most recent data available from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And more expensive repairs. Vehicles are built with all these new safety features, which is great, but adds to the cost, says Litz. It used to cost $300 to replace a broken windshield, but now it can cost over $1,000 with all the technology. Auto repair shops still deal with inflation, supply chain issues, and labor shortages. They are passing on these costs to consumers and their insurers. Repairs are taking longer as garages wait on parts, meaning auto insurance policies must provide policyholders with longer vehicle rentals. Finally, used cars have been retaining more of their value post-pandemic because of higher demand. If you total your car, most auto insurance policies pay the value of your vehicle on the day of the crash. Because used vehicles are worth more, on average, than they used to be, they are more expensive for insurers to replace. And there are also more lawsuits. If you cause an accident, you're liable for covering the repairs and medical bills of the insured parties. Inflation has pushed up these costs for insurers as well. These days, people are more likely to sue and to be awarded much larger settlements for their injuries than in the past. Auto insurance policies usually cap what they pay for in lawsuits against you at $500,000 if you buy the maximum coverage. You might buy an umbrella policy with additional liability coverage to protect against lawsuits beyond your auto liability limit. As seven-figure settlements become more common, umbrella insurance costs are also rising. And tips to save on auto insurance. Auto insurance premiums are increasing as insurers adjust to this perfect storm of issues. Our industry operates slowly on these numbers. Aggregating takes time, says J.D. Powers Crudson. Auto insurers should be pricing these factors into policies, slowing future rate increases. But how you can save money until then? Check for discounts. Insurers offer many discounts that consumers don't know about, says Crudson. Taking a defensive driving course or installing an anti-theft device on your vehicle are often ways to save money. If you have a student driver, you may get a discount if he or she earns good grades at school. You could also qualify for discounts by paying your premium annually and opting for electronic statements. And finally, depending on the insurer, you might get a lower rate if you're older than 55, a military member or veteran, a federal employee, or a member of certain academic, professional, and trade organizations. Save also with safe driving. Many insurers offer discounts if you agree to use a telematic system to monitor your driving habits through either an app you download on your phone or a device you temporarily plug into your vehicle's diagnostic port. You agree to have the insurer, quote, ride around with you for 90 days, says Litz, the insurance agent from Florida. The app or device checks for risky behavior such as hard stops, quick acceleration, and driving after midnight when the roads are more dangerous because of drunk drivers. Most insurers will give you a premium credit of at least 10% just for agreeing to the test, says Litz. And companies usually don't penalize bad driving. They just withhold the discount for drivers who don't meet the safety standards. If you work remotely and aren't commuting every day, you could set up a mileage-based auto insurance policy. Your premium depends on how many miles you drive each month, so people who spend a little time on the road can save. and also pay for minor repairs out of pocket. Auto insurance companies increase your rates for every claim you make. You may come out ahead in the long run by paying for small repairs out of pocket. If you call roadside assistance or make a claim to repair a crack in a window that didn't count in the past, but it does today, only use your insurance when you truly need it, says Slitz. Estimate insurance cost before buying a car. Before you purchase a new vehicle, check how much it would cost to insure, suggests Matt Hagen, a director at Assurance IQ, an online insurance marketplace. Newer vehicles with more technology are more expensive to insure, he says. So are sports cars, which have a higher accident rates on average. And drop rental coverage if you have a backup. If you have more than one vehicle available, consider dropping your auto policy's rental coverage, which provides you with a car to drive if yours is in the shop for a lengthy repair. Instead, drive the backup vehicle. Increase your deductible. The deductible is what you pay out of pocket before insurance kicks in. Raising your deductible lowers your monthly premium. Make sure to keep enough money in savings to cover your deductible in case of an accident. Remove collision coverage from old vehicles. If you're driving an old vehicle that isn't worth much, consider dropping the collision and comprehensive coverage while keeping liability. Your insurance would pay to repair the damage you caused to others, but not to repair or replace your vehicle. If you can afford a down payment on a new vehicle after a crash, this strategy could make sense, says Hagen. You must have paid off the car first, as lenders require you to maintain insurance when you have an outstanding auto loan. And bundle multiple policies with one insurer. Insurers offer discounts if you buy multiple types of insurance from them. For example, if you purchase auto, home, boat, and/or life policies from one insurer, you could qualify for a discount on all the premiums. If you want umbrella insurance, you usually also get a lower premium by buying it from the same company that handles your auto insurance, says Slitz. Why homeowners insurance is also getting more expensive. Disasters nationwide. Homeowners insurance premiums are rising primarily for one reason. The country is being hit with increasingly intense natural disasters such as hurricanes, blizzards, and wildfires, and dealing with the aftermath is getting more expensive. It's happening everywhere, even in places that don't come to mind right away. A hailstorm in the Midwest might not make national news, but it could still create massive damage, says Crudson. Rising costs from inflation, labor shortages, and supply chain issues mean home repairs have become more expensive. If you rent your home and you buy renter's insurance, you're likely seeing an increase in premiums as well. In California and Florida, the insurance market has become so challenging that many homeowners struggle to buy insurance. If you have a roof that's more than 15 years old in Florida, your odds of getting insurance are nil, says Mike Moran, executive director of Florida PACE, a public agency that provides financing for hurricane-resistant home improvements. For many people, it's not a question of saving money, but figuring out how they can even get home insurance. Regulatory issues. Though more costly disasters are the root cause of insurance woes in California and Florida, government and regulatory issues haven't helped. Compare these states to Texas, says Crudson, who notes the state has also seen rising premiums and a streak of natural disasters, but insurers haven't left the market. California's Department of Insurance restricted insurers from raising premiums to compensate for higher costs. In response, insurers pulled out of areas vulnerable to wildfires. California has since started allowing future rate increases, which could encourage insurers to return. In Florida, there were problems with contractors running roofing insurance scams. Contractors would offer homeowners a free roof by finding signs of storm damage, though the damage wasn't enough to justify an insurance claim. The contractors would then sue insurers for refusing payment, hoping to get a large settlement in court far beyond the cost of the roof. Even though Florida represented just 8% of national homeowners' claims in 2019, it accounted for more than 76% of all litigation claims. Carriers took big losses, and the money went to attorneys, not to repair homes, says Schlitz. In 2023, Florida passed significant tort reform. There are signs that insurers are returning to the market, slowing down rate increases, and even reconsidering coverage for homes with older roofs, says Schlitz. For example, six new property insurers entered the Florida market in January, but there's still a backlog. He expects it will take a couple of years for the markets to stabilize. And tips to save on homeowners insurance. While changes to address regulatory and legal issues could help in markets that are facing those difficulties, the country is still dealing with more natural disasters. So what can you do to qualify for a more affordable policy? Use all possible discounts. Insurers may offer discounts for paying your premiums annually instead of monthly, switching to paperless statements, being a non-smoker, being a loyal customer, avoiding claims for several years, and bundling your homeowner's insurance with other policies such as auto, boat, and life. And also save with safe driving. Many insurers offer discounts if you agree to use telematics systems to monitor those habits. And on homeowners, keep your home safe. Taking steps to protect your home can prevent costly claims and qualify you for other discounts. For example, insurers give credit for setting up a fire alarm and home security system. You could also set up leak detection devices to catch flooding early. If your heating, plumbing, and electrical systems are getting up there in age, consider replacing them for another discount. Finally, you could save by removing a dangerous, attractive nuisance, such as a trampoline, pool, or treehouse. And invest in home hardening. Home hardening renovations protect your property against the most severe local risk. In a fire zone, you could replace your roof, deck, and walls with fire-resistant materials. In an area vulnerable to hurricanes, you might replace the roof with more resistant to wind and leaks. Buy a sump pump for the basement and install storm-proof doors and windows. You see a photo after a hurricane. Five homes are flattened while one looks untouched. These home hardening methods work, says Moran from Florida Pace. Insurers may require these upgrades in specifically risky areas. Making the investment increases your chance of qualifying for a policy and possibly getting better rates. And raise your deductible. Increasingly, your deductible reduces your monthly premium, though you'll pay more out of pocket when filing a claim. If you use this strategy, ensure you've saved enough cash in a, quote, deductible fund first, recommends Hagen from Assurance IQ. You can also help by improving your credit score. In some states, insurers can consider your credit score when setting insurance premiums. By improving your credit, you can save on your home auto insurance premiums as well. To boost your score, make your monthly loan and credit card payments on time, and limit your credit card balances to no more than 30% of your available credit. And lastly, don't cancel coverage. With the cost of insurance soaring, 16% of Americans are considering canceling their homeowners or renters insurance, according to a 2023 survey from Assurance IQ. I would strongly urge consumers to rethink this decision. The long-term risk can outweigh the immediate financial gain, says Hagen. Insurers consider whether you maintain ongoing coverage as a factor in their decisions. Not only are you putting your home at risk, but going without insurance can hurt your ability to qualify in the future. Our next article is also from Kiplinger Personal Finance. Is it time to switch banks? Small institutions often offer the best savings yields, but credit cards from big banks come with valuable perks. Large banks provide vast ATM networks, advanced technology, and a wide array of products. But when it comes to interest rates on savings accounts, they're often overshadowed by small banks and credit unions. While a number of local institutions and internet banks recently offered rates of 5% or more on savings accounts and money market deposit accounts, interest rates on some large banks' accounts have barely budged since the Federal Reserve Board started hiking short-term rates in March of 2022. A 2023 research paper published by the UCLA Anderson School of Management concluded that customers of large banks are willing to accept low rates on their savings in exchange for other benefits large banks provide. Small banks are compelled to offer higher rates on deposits in order to stay competitive, the economists found. The economist also concluded that customers of small banks are more price sensitive than large bank customers, who typically have higher incomes and live in urban areas. Small banks and credit unions tend to charge lower fees for monthly account maintenance and overdrafts, too. Large banks have also benefited from inertia, says Ken Tooman, founder of DepositAccounts.com, a website owned by LendingTree. Many customers of large banks don't pay attention to what they're earning on their savings accounts after they open it, providing little incentive for banks to raise rates, he says. If you're looking for a higher yield on your savings, check out accounts from internet banks, which offer many of the best deals. These institutions can offer extremely competitive rates because they don't have to spend money on brick-and-mortar branches. The Fed left interest rates unchanged at its March meeting, but signaled that it will likely cut rates later this year. If that happens, institutions of all sizes will lower their rates, too. Look for rates on high-yield online accounts to fall first, Tooman says. Some online banks have already reduced rates on certificate of deposit in anticipation of a federal rate cut. Fortunately, there's no need to pledge fidelity to one bank or credit union. You may choose, for example, to locate your checking account at a small bank or credit union that doesn't charge a monthly fee and invest your emergency savings in a high-yield online savings account. And choosing the right credit card. Generally, interest rates on credit cards from small and medium-sized banks and credit unions are lower than rates on cards issued by large financial institutions, even for borrowers with good credit, according to a recent analysis by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. For example, the median interest rate for people with good credit was 28.2%. For large credit issuers, compared with 18.15% for small issuers, according to the CFPB. While that's a significant difference, carrying a balance on a credit card with an 18% interest rate is no bargain, says Ted Rossman, senior analyst for creditcards.com. Before March of 2022, when the Federal Reserve Board embarked on a series of rate hikes in an effort to throttle inflation, it was possible to find credit cards that charged as little as 6 or 7%. But that's no longer the case, he says. Instead of hunting for a low-rate credit card, Rossman says, endeavor to pay off your credit card's balance every month so that you avoid interest altogether. Consumers who don't carry a balance can come out ahead with the numerous perks that rewards cards from big banks offer, such as frequent flyer miles and cash back on a variety of purchases. While the CFPB found that credit cards from large banks were more likely to charge annual fees, there are plenty of major credit cards, including some with generous reward structures, that charge no annual fee. Big banks are also more likely to offer balance transfer deals with an interest rate as low as 0% for a specific period. While these offers provide a way to reduce the interest you pay on your debt, they make sense only if you pay off the balance before the 0% window expires. Otherwise, you'll likely end up paying a double-digit rate on the remaining balance. And as we finish up our episode today, here's a Dear John letter you can write your bank on how to break up with that relationship. Switching to a bank or credit union that offers a higher yield on your savings could significantly increase the amount of interest you earn. However, the process may take several weeks. Here's what you need to do. Open the new account before closing the old one. You may be able to do this online, and make sure your initial deposit is large enough to avoid low balance fees. And be sure to contact your employer or Social Security Administration if you're receiving benefits and arrange to have direct deposit switched to your new account. Make sure you include all accounts, also such as Treasury Direct. And lastly, make sure all automatic payments and outstanding checks have cleared before you close the old account. Well, we're out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us, and until next time, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments, give us a call, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.